And the center part of your hand on the inside is the
palm.
And the place where the hand joins the arm is the
wrist.
And let's see, the place where the arm bends is the
elbow.
And let's see, this is a person's, this right here?
Chest.
And this is the
arm.
And this
is your stomach.
And this
leg.
And this
knee.
And the top part?
Thigh.
And this part?
That's the calf of your leg right there. That's
okay.
What you mean.
And what about the front part?
Shin.
And this right here?
Ankle.
And a boy might hop along on one
foot.
And everybody walks on two
feet.
Okay. If it's not quite 5 o'clock, but it's it lacks 15 minutes of being 5 o'clock, what time would you say that was?
4:45.
Okay. What do you call the kind of support that a carpenter uses when he's sawing a board? It's
scantling, wouldn't it?
Well, I don't know about that. What is that now? I don't know much about carpentry.
Isn't it a scantling, or it makes a scaffold?
You had two before.
I know, but it's called something that it stands on.
Well, now, I don't think this is the thing I'm talking about. What I'm talking about is the same, well, it's, I think I've got a picture of it in here. Let's see if I can dig it out.
You don't mean a ladder?
Mm-mm, I'm talking about this thing right here.
Oh, that's a workbench.
Okay. And what about the thing underneath that? What would you call that?
That's a sawhorse, isn't it?
Did you put a piece of firewood in?
Into saw?
I think so, yeah.
What
you call it?
Okay. Sawhorse, I think.
And what about the thing next to that?
Over here, a baby carriage.
Uh-huh. And if you had a baby in a baby carriage, you'd say you were going to what the baby?
Roll it.
Now, I'll have to explain this one. If this is a field, say, and it's got a fence around it, and you're standing in this corner, and you want to get to this corner, you can either go all the way around it like that, or you can climb over the fence and go
through the middle.
Okay. Now, this one, let's say this is a crossroad right here, a road going this way and a road crossing it right there. And there's a house on this side and a house on this side. So you'd say the houses are what from each other?
Across the room.
Okay. Now if we move this house over to here, so that the picture's like this, still with the crossroads, but the houses are like this, now you'd say the houses are
horizontal.
Okay. Would you ever use a word like catty-cornered or kitty-cornered?
Yes, you could. I've heard it. Mm-hmm. Catty-cornered.
Well now, would you ever use that word catty-cornered if you were talking about a piece of furniture? It wasn't quite.
Yeah, it's kind of biased across.